God bless you on this Wednesday, December the 31st. God bless you. Thank you for waking up. It's a cool morning. Weather is getting slightly cooler day by day as we proceed along with the line called winter. We thank you and do welcome you for joining us on this wonderful brand new day. My heart's filled with praise. I trust yours is as well. But this is Global Time with Christ Jesus, and I have the honor and privilege of being not only alive, but being our host. And my name is Aubrey Gregory on this wonderful morning. So once again, thank you for joining us. I trust that you had a wonderful night of rest. And you're feeling refreshed today. And even if you're not, well, just trust the Lord, because all of your needs are met by Christ Jesus. So thank Him anyhow, and just allow Him to minister to whatever your need is today. But praise be to the Lord. I will ask you, if you would, please join me as we make our entrance into the throne room, and the Lord is awaiting our arrival, and we shan't disappoint Him or even be late. Father, we thank You on this morning, and we say good morning to You. We greet You with thanksgiving and with a heartfelt joy for who You are and all that You've done and are doing and yet will make manifest before our eyes what is to come. We give You praise on this day. You brought us through the previous days and the previous year. We are at the threshold of the end of what some will call the old year. And we are anticipating the new one. Well, we thank You for newness, and we thank You for freshness. And this day represents and is a foretaste of what is to come. We thank You for Your offer of righteousness to us through Jesus Christ, and that we can receive that by simply admitting our need for forgiveness, admitting that we have not measured up, admitting that we have failed, and you will not thrust us away from you for being humble in that manner, but you receive us to yourself. You promised that you would cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So we receive that today. We thank you for all, excuse me, all of our prayer partners that are on right now. Bless all of them. And those that are yet to come on and may not even be on today, bless them for their participation in what has been a grand time and a grand effort and something that brought you pleasure for the last year. So we thank you for each one of them. Bless their rising up and their laying down, their going out and their entering in. Bless them in the country and bless them in the city, wherever your people are found. Bless them in Jesus' name today. Amen and amen. Well, once again, welcome to all of you. Thank you for joining us. And every morning, very early in the morning, very early, consistently, and this I've been hearing for years. And I always wonder and try to imagine who might be in that aircraft. There's a small light aircraft that passes by every morning at a certain hour in the morning, consistently. And I'm thinking, this may be someone that's going to work. But whatever the journey is, it's consistent every day at a certain time in the morning. And so I wonder about that. And I said, you know, there are people that are consistent, ongoing. And so I thank God for us that we are consistent. And every day, I heard it this morning. And I always, you know, in my heart, wish them a safe journey wherever it is they're going. It's always going in a particular direction every morning at a certain hour. Well, welcome to our program today. And our focus is receiving the fullness of grace. And so before I go further, I see that someone is in queue, and I want them to know that their line is open and they can speak. So go ahead. Welcome. Okay. There is silence. Would you speak, please? All right. We'll just go forward as is required. Well, what is my praise report today? Well, I want to say congratulations to my wife, Elizabeth, on our 42nd anniversary, which is today, 42 years. Imagine that. That went fast. It went so fast. It's hard to believe, but it's true. We met in 1969, and we set our marriage vows on in 72. And God has been good. He has been with us through the adventure, if you will, the mountaintops, the valleys, and has shown himself stronger and stronger over the years on our behalf. And so the number 42 in Scripture is, in many places, gives the idea of arrival. I'm not sure arrival at what, but that's what it is, and we have a sense of that, and it's been great. We thank God for keeping us in through all kinds of circumstances, keeping us in health, keeping our strength, keeping us in ministry. And we can go on and on and on and on, thanking him for all that he's done. So I just wanted to share that with you all, because it's a source of joy and proof of God's faithfulness to anyone who would trust it. So we just wanted you to know you can trust God over all of the years of your life without doubt. You can have confidence in him. And so, don't worry. Just trust him. So, once again, I want to congratulate my wife, Elizabeth, and for 42 years of being my wife, which, that took some grace on her part. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, if you have a praise report, I would love for you to share that with us while we're jubilating. Just press the button 1 on your phone, and your line will be made live in our studio. And we'll be able to hear you. Everybody will be able to hear you. Praise the name of the Lord. As we said earlier, today's our focus is receiving the fullness of grace, and that's based on what God's Word has said already and stated and, you know, memorialized, if you will, in writing. And it's taken from John chapter 1, verse 16. John chapter 1, verse 16. It says, and I'm reading from the Amplified. It says, for out of his fullness, abundance, we have all received, all had a share, and we were all supplied with one grace after another, and spiritual blessings upon spiritual blessings, and even favor upon favor, and gift heaped upon gift. That verse is so pregnant with promise that it's hard to miss. Out of Jesus' fullness, his abundance, it doesn't say we're going, it says we all have received, all had a share, and were all supplied. So this is something that we already been given. And what is it in detail? It's one grace after another, and spiritual blessings upon spiritual blessings, and even favor upon favor, and a gift heaped upon gift. That is so fitting for this time of the year, where we're on the threshold of the brand new calendar year, and we're looking forward with anticipation. And it's good to remember that we were already supplied with one grace on top of another, and spiritual blessings on top of spiritual blessings, and favor on top of favor, and gifts heaped upon gift. That's the Word of God. Jesus' fullness and abundance of grace has been given to us. God's plan is that we would not only be partakers of his grace, but that you are a hot spot for grace, for spiritual blessings, and favor. Now, how does that work? Well, the scripture reminds us that to us has been given the ministry of reconciliation. And this means that those things which are in disorder because of sin, wherever that occurs, are showered with God's grace so that order appears. So God is bringing order to the nations as the rule of Christ Jesus is effectively extended. Let's go into a little bit more detail quickly on how that works. Let's give an example, and this is an example that most of us who are local will catch as an example. We're familiar with cable service, meaning, you know, TV and internet and all those things are delivered to us hardwired via cable. And then there's internet as well. And every time you sign up with a particular cable company, well, I could mention their name, it's not a secret, but it's not necessary. When you think that you are the one, when you sign up for internet and all of that, many don't realize that it's not just about the service that is delivered to you, but you also become a hot spot, meaning an access point for others to access the internet wirelessly. Now, that is the intent of the cable company, because this way they will multiply through that networking process their service to millions upon millions. Well, take that example and let's apply it spiritually to what God is doing. God's grace upon grace to you and I is not simply for you and I. It goes beyond that. It's much larger. God is multiplying grace upon grace, favor upon favor, spiritual blessings upon spiritual blessings to others through us. That's the design. So the picture is not exclusively about you or exclusively about me. It's exclusively about as many as possible that God wants to bless, and that he has already poured out the blessing. But the distribution end of it, which is you and I, must be in place. Let's take that one step further. Just on yesterday, I think it was, someone comes to the office. I'm busy doing a task that is so necessary and time sensitive. And so this person knocks on the door, and I really didn't want us to be interrupted, but I knew that, you know, maybe we just ought to see who it is. So open up the door, and here comes this person. And I knew right away that this person has a need, and what that need might be, and my mind is racing. How can I handle this in the face of the urgency of the task that I'm on, I need to perform? So I invited him in, and the person sat, but I remained standing. And if one were able to read my body language, it would appear that I was wanting to get this over as quickly as possible so I can get back to my task, because it's time sensitive. But over the years, I've learned how to deal with my own anxieties, so to speak, around the issue of performing tasks that are urgent and necessary in the face of the kingdom of God disrupting my routine or my purpose or task. And so it took a few minutes for me to settle in and really begin to listen and hear what this person was trying to communicate. It took me a minute. There was a little bit of wrestling going on internally. But I soon arrived at the conclusion that God wanted to administer grace and favor. And he wanted to do it through me. But at the same time, my mind is racing. How can I get back to what I need to do? Ultimately, I surrendered, and this is an internal battle that's going on, and, you know, submitted to what God wanted me to do at that moment. And so this is how grace and favor and blessings are multiplied from God through us to others. And when we catch that, that's so powerful, and our lives take on such brilliance and shine because we're living our lives in a way that's larger than just me. And it takes learning, and over a long period of time, and it takes discipline to be able to do that. Because it's easy for you and I to say, I ain't got time for that. I got something, and, you know, that's our default position often, but God is teaching us. So to receive the fullness of grace means that we must be ready to distribute it. Grace is something you can't hoard. Say, well, okay, thank God I got all this grace. No, you can't store it. It must be utilized. So we become mere channels, not only conductors of grace that comes to us, but channels through which that grace flows to others. And this is how God multiplies a network of favor and grace towards many people. Do they all deserve it from your perspective and mine? Not necessarily. But from God's perspective, they do. Because God's grace is driven by his love. And he loved you and me before we were deserving, and we still don't deserve it. Can you follow me? Praise the name of the Lord. So that was a little bit of an exciting, illustration of what God is trying to do. He wants you to become a hot spot. Yes, an access point where people can plug in to God's favor and God's grace. And it costs you some time. You know, you have to leave off your task or go in another direction, the opposite direction from where you would like to go. You have to go downtown and sit across town, you know, because you're trying to multiply grace and favor. You know, if we were in church, this would be a good point to sow a seed offering. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If someone has something to add to that, would you please just press 1 on your telephone if you would like to share something? Because my heart stirred personally with the fact that God has given us this grace where we could not only understand these things, but do them in a way where we're functioning just like the Lord himself. Grace upon grace. Spiritual blessings upon spiritual blessing. Favor upon favor. Gift heaped upon gift. What a joy. That's a little bit of heaven. Right now, that's what heaven is about. Peace, on and on and on and on and on and on. Yeah. And his name is called Wonderful Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Exciting. Praise the name of the Lord. Okay, let's get to some of our prayer targets, at least. Today, I would like to have us be a hot spot, if you will, in particular for churches and ministries that we know, because every ministry is facing the challenge of the new year and all of the challenges and joys that come with that. We want to pray for the Richland Gospel Tabernacle Church, which is pastored by Pastor Annie West, and they're in Richland County, in Richland, well, in Richland, which is in Richland County in Georgia, and we want to pray for them. They are progressive, and if you notice, their name is the Richland Gospel Tabernacle, and they're doing, Pastor West and that church is doing a tremendous, they're shining brightly in the territory there. And for those of you who know anything about Georgia, there are some parts where darkness was deep because of witchcraft and voodoo and all of those things. I remember back in the day, people would go by busloads on a special voodoo revival, if you will, go down there to get their readings, so to speak. Well, the territory that the Richland Gospel Tabernacle has been planted, and that's an offshoot from the Newark Gospel Tabernacle, and Pastor Annie West is a former elder and administrator from Newark Gospel Tabernacle. So that church has the DNA of its parent, and that's the Newark Gospel Tabernacle. So we want to pray for Pastor Annie West and the congregation. I've met many of the folk there, and some of the ministers in the area after having visited there. So let's pray for them, that God would grant them enlargement this year. And they're looking and expecting enlargement. They're purchasing a piece of property in downtown Richland where they're going to build. Praise God. Father, we thank you for Pastor Annie West and the heart that you've given her. We thank you that you've established within her a definite DNA for the nations. We thank you for the church and for all that you have added and continue to add. We thank you for the entrance that you've given Pastor West and the church in that territory, where they're able to be established and shine a bright light in the midst to change and to transform that area and that region. We thank you for using them mightily. And we pray that this year coming, that it would be a year that they are able to take giant steps, just like they did this past year, and we thank you for that. Giant steps forward as you enlarge their territory. And we come against every weapon or strategy that the enemy would form against Pastor West and against the ministry of Newark, of Richland Gospel Tabernacle. We command the enemy, according to your word, according to the fact that he is already defeated, to take up his weapons and to leave. and to make way, stand back for the army of God, the Richland Gospel Tabernacle, to march forth in the land, taking the territory. We install a hedge of protection around that ministry in the name of Jesus, so that whatever comes must go over, under, or around, but cannot touch that area, that ministry, because of your presence represented by Pastor West and the Richland Gospel Tabernacle. We thank you for hearing our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, there is Christ the Light Church Assembly that's in Marietta, Georgia, and that's a couple of hours away from where the Richland Gospel Tabernacle is. And Christ the Light Church is pastored by Pastor Afolake Awoyale. She is of Nigerian extraction. Also, her husband, who planted the church, who is with the Lord right now, he was. He was such a good friend of mine, and we were so close. And we and his family are still very close, his wife and the four children. And Pastor Awoyale is, Dr. Awoyale, actually she's an MD as well, and she's overseeing and pastoring that assembly. So we want to pray for them. They've gone through some difficult places, particularly when he passed, and all of that, and her finishing up her medical studies and so on at the same time. So God has brought him through wonderfully, and so we want to thank him and for keeping them and keeping her and keeping that ministry. And we want to anticipate the great things that God will show concerning them this year. Father, we pray for Pastor Afolake and for her family, the four children, how you've kept them and how they're growing and budding like tender olive branches. We thank you for tending to them and keeping them, preserving and protecting them. We thank you for the church, Christ the Light Church, and for keeping that assembly. And Father, we pray this year that their roots would grow even deeper, their boundaries would be extended, their stand would be stronger and taller, just like the cedars of Lebanon. In the name of Jesus, bless them. Meet all of their needs. All of their needs, we declare, are met by Christ Jesus. Cause them to shine in the city of Marietta. Cause their footprints to be large, so that they're able to influence the order for your glory. We thank you for them, and we long to see them. Bless them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise the name of the Lord. And I would ask that all of us would keep these ministries in prayer. Keep them lifted up. We're in contact with them frequently. And like every other church, you know, they're soldiers in a war. And they're saints, and they enjoy the fight, so to speak, and the victory that comes at the end of the battle. Then there's Pastor Lavelle Jones, and she is in, forgive me, the name of the town that they're in right now slips me. But let's pray for her and the assembly there. She's overseeing that assembly. They've just taken on a new pastor. She's still the senior pastor, but they've taken on a new pastor. And God has been keeping herself and her husband, Douglas Jones, very well. And so we thank God for them. So let's pray for them and that assembly that God has allowed her to have the privilege of overseeing. Father, we thank you for this soldier, this person that hears your voice and speaks your word and calls upon you on behalf of not only herself but others. We thank you, Lord, for keeping her and her family through all of the vicissitudes of life, giving them continuous victory in every situation. Father, we pray for the keeping of the assembly. We install a hedge as well around that assembly, protecting it from the fiery darts and snares of the adversary, who continually designs and deploys plots and weapons. We pray for the covering and protection of that ministry. Strengthen Pastor Lavelle, her husband, and all of the members of that ministry and leaders in the name of Jesus. Bless them. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Now I'd like to give you an opportunity to add a praise report or a prayer request to our series that's ongoing right now. Before I proceed any further, all you have to do is press button 1 on your phone, and your line is live in our studio, and you can speak. When you press button 1, there's a signal that appears on our dashboard here, if you will, and we'll be able to know that you're signaling for a space to speak. Once again, welcome to all of you, and we thank you for joining us on this day. And we mean that because it's so nice and warm in the house. I know in ours it is. And you don't want to get up. It's cozy and snuggly and so on. But you get up, and that's awesome and wonderful. You're indeed truly a warrior. Yes, you are. Absolutely. And God wants to use you this year in a greater way than he did last year. So our theme today is receiving the fullness of grace. And we've seen from God's word that grace is multiplied upon grace, spiritual blessings upon blessings, favor upon favor, and gifts upon gifts, all of those wonderful things. And people think that Christmas is the best thing that ever happened in a year. Well, it's a nice, wonderful season, and people are all friendly and kissy-kissy and huggy-huggy, and that's okay. And in fact, folks should be like that all year round. Remember, I worked in one company I worked for. The head of the department, you would see him all day long, walk past him in the hallway. He would not say anything to you. If you say anything, he would just be quiet. And then at Christmas time, he comes around with his assistant, and he wants to shake hands and greet you. And we would make so much fun of that because it was so hypocritical, so to speak, to use it and keep it real. All right. We want to pray for a pastor that has been in connection and corresponding with us for many years, ever since before I took on leading our ministry. His name is Pastor Jacobs, and he's in India and does a tremendous job over there, reaching out in evangelism to those. And you have to understand, if you don't know anything about India, know this. Most of the people in India, a huge majority, if they're not, if they're in any kind of religion, and most of them are, there's some from a certain part of India where John the Apostle evangelized, and many are Christians, but then the majority are Hindus, and the Hindus have, that religion has millions of gods. And so Pastor Jacob evangelizes and reaches out to those folk, and many of the people, a large majority of the people, or a large section of the populace, is extremely poor. And so they feed the poor. He trains pastors, set up churches, and all of those things. So he's been doing a tremendous job. So we want to offer the oil of prayer, so to speak. We want to burn that oil on the behalf of Pastor Jacobs, his wife, his family, and the churches there, and the pastors and ministers that he's working with there. Father, we know that there are places on the earth, and India in the East is one of them, that is extremely populated. Much of your human creation exists and lives there, but live in conditions that are a lot less than you would want for them. And their first need is salvation that comes only through Christ Jesus. They need to know the one true God, which is you. We thank you for Pastor Jacob and others that are courageous and venture to spread the gospel in so many ways, including ministering to the physical needs of those that make up the population that he meets and encounters. We pray right now that all of his needs, personally and ministry-wise, are met in the name of Jesus. We pray that the needs of the other pastors and ministers and the churches are met in the name of Jesus. On this day, we decree it, that this year, 2015, be a year of supply, abundance, grace upon grace, spiritual blessings upon blessings, favor upon favor, and gifts heaped on gifts. Even as we rush towards the end of our prayer cast today, I would like us to pray for the Newark Gospel Tabernacle, which is our household, our place of faith and service. Father, we thank you that all the needs of the Newark Gospel Tabernacle are met by Christ Jesus in even a greater portion this coming year. Favor upon favor, grace upon grace, spiritual blessings upon spiritual blessings, gifts heaped upon gifts, because all our needs are met by Christ Jesus. And we pray that over all of our prayer partners, beginning with those that are dialed in right now, wherever, locally and internationally, that all your needs are met by Christ Jesus. favor upon favor. In the name of Jesus, blessing upon blessing, gifts heaped upon gifts, grace poured out on top of grace. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, we thank you today for having been with us all of this past year. I remember when we first started. And we thank you for encouraging our hearts and being a blessing by your presence. So we pray that this coming year, that you will continue to flow and receive the fullness of grace, because it's already been given. Already. We just have to receive it. Believe the Lord. Quiet the mind and the dark seeings that would come to doubt God's plan and purpose for you. But declare that you are a hot spot. You're a hot spot, meaning because of your place and being, others have access. Amen. Hallelujah. Enjoy your journey with the Lord this year. Hallelujah. Enjoy this song. We'll be on live on tomorrow morning. First day of brand new year. Hallelujah. Join us tomorrow morning at 6. I'm your host, Aubrey Gregory, and you've dialed into Global Time with Christ Jesus on the last day of the year, 2019.